You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. It's another Tuesday here at 6 p.m. So welcome, everyone. We have a fun, exciting show this week. So I'm going to say hi. This is Elizabeth Powell.
Hello, hello. This is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody, back for another amazing week, another amazing Tuesday. Hope everybody had an amazing weekend, an amazing week last week as well, with the Super Bowl going on as well.
Yeah, lots of stuff has been going on. It's a big month.
It is a very big month.
For a lot of things. Yeah, the Super Bowl was an upset, too. Everyone expected Kansas City to win, and the Eagles ended up taking over. So it was, you're like, sure.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right. I just watched the halftime show and then I call it quits.
I know, I have to go back now and like look at all the commercials and see what the best commercial was. Super Bowl is always like the best commercials ever. They seem to do a lot of movie premieres and TV show premieres, though, that's for sure. But
I think
you have to go back and just like look at the best Super Bowl commercials that are out there.
Oh yeah, I think I used to always like the old school, like the when they had like M&Ms and stuff, like all the snack ones. They always have like the funniest ones, and they make the most jokes.
Yeah, or the Budweiser Clydesdale horses, or the Doritos, where they like throw the Doritos thousands of feet and somebody catches it in their mouth.
Yep.
Make you all hungry, like while you're watching Super Bowl, so you eat and drink and be merry.
I never even thought about it like that.
Right? They're like, Uber Eats, we want to order some Doritos now. Just kidding.
That's tempting.
So in the future, there might be one of those times where you're watching whatever TV show you're watching, a commercial comes on, and you could click a button and it'll be delivered to you. Created another business. But, yeah, so Super Bowl happened. It's a big month. Valentine's Day is in a couple days, and then President's Day is on the Monday. So it's a holiday weekend, and it's been busy. I'm in Vegas for Super Bowl right now, and I'm looking over the strip. But yeah, it's been fun. There's lots of people came out for Super Bowl. Like everyone's in New Orleans or in Vegas for the Super Bowl is like the two key places that people tend to go. And I should have picked Eagles on it, but I didn't pick anything. So go for the underdog.
But always go for the underdog. Fun. It's always the underdog story that ends up coming ahead, right?
Right. Yeah, and they usually pay better on the odds too if you pick the underdog.
So you're looking at it in a different perspective than I am.
Right.
You're like, oh, what are the odds?
Odds and numbers are the best thing.
The football's never been my thing. I've always been into the hockey, so it's never been my go-to watch.
It's hockey season right now too, though, isn't it?
You know how long it's been since it's been ages since I've watched a hockey game, to be honest. Oh, like okay. Apart from the Stanley Cup, which it's basically about it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it's big month on February. The market's been going through a wild ride too. So whenever we go through wild rides on the market, we kind of pause and just watch and observe and keep building on the tech. Like we always tell people when you're trading to trade at prime times and prime hours for volume. And so when the market's having its emotional roller coaster, getting ready to do its bounce back, we kind of sit by the sidelines and wait and watch. And I know everybody always gets excited when new tech comes out. Everybody wants to jump in and start doing things. But this always gives like an opportune moment to sit on the sidelines, go touch grass, go spend time. Like we always say, touch snow, touch the ocean, go enjoy life for a little bit and then wait for the markets to come back with volume. Because like we always say that you should trade in peak times, right? It's the same thing when the market's doing what it's doing. You want to trade when there's volume and peak times. And normally we do it on like the 1st and the 15th of the month. So right now we're not there yet on the 15th, and it's coming up on a holiday weekend. So holiday weekends, we usually have like a lull in the market, which normally happens too. And we always say peak times, like early in the morning and Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then when we're having indecisiveness in like the market and like a lot of emotion in the market, it's very volatile. It's great for range trading because if you're watching what the range is doing, you can snipe the range, but you want to wait until like volume comes back into the market. So we have a lot of like indecisiveness and a lot of unknowns. But so we're like sitting on the sidelines watching what's going on right now.
It's the smartest move, right? There's no catalysts as of yet. There's no volume in the market, and it's like the perfect time. Step aside, maybe go out, look for a vacation. Vacations are always good around this time when there's nothing going on in markets, or spend time with family, or as you said, touch snow, touch grass. The beach is there, so you could go to a beach. I wouldn't know that feeling, but I do know beaches are probably the best place to be sitting back, relaxing by the water, or having a campfire, bonfire. It's like the perfect time to do that, right?
Yeah. I mean, just like same thing when markets go through their cycles, like if we're in a recession, then people tend to go back to school or build out new stuff and start building. And then when it comes into the flourishing times, then it takes off. Like if you can sit back and know when to time the market, then you're always ahead of the game. But there's also an opportunity because we have a lot of dips in the market. So it's kind of like things are on sale right now. So it's a good time to invest in small amounts on different things across the board because we're at good prices right now. And we've been looking at cycles too. And we had three cycles go forward already. We had a cycle from August 5th until November 5th, then November 5th to February 5th. And so I anticipate we're going to have another cycle from like February 5th until, May 5th, I'd say. And we're going through these 3-month cycles. So like if you're charting things out and you're looking what's happening, we're doing these different cycles that we're going through. And the other thing is we have the first 100 days in office right now. And so there's not going to be really big news coming out yet. I anticipate the big news will come at the end of the 100 days on cycle, because right now they're trying to cut basically the overhead of the government and reduce that cost, reduce the debt, and then increase not by consumer taxes, but by international taxes. So bring in cash flow. And so we're going through like a lot of changes, and people are unknown about what's going to happen in the future, but they're trying to balance things out so that we won't have to pay as high of taxes, but they're getting it from other sources right now and cutting expenses going out and bringing more income and cash flow in. And so while they're doing this, there's instability in the market because people don't know what to expect. They don't know what's going to be next. But overall, is trying to be a healthier country on cash flow, and they're taking it from a business perspective. If you own a business and you have a lot of outgoing expenses, but you don't have cash flow coming in, then you're not going to survive. And so same thing with the government or the states. They're saying there's a lot of money going out, but not enough money coming in, and they don't want to take it necessarily from the citizens. So they're trying to find other sources to bring cash flow in. And then that's what we're going through right now. So it's like the 100 days in office, and the first 100 days are critical for like his legacy. And so he's trying to do as many things within that first 100 days to change and shift the economy. And it affects the markets because people don't know what to expect and they don't know what's going to be next. But on the outcome, we anticipate it's going to be positive for everything. So right now, while there's instability, everything's like a great, great price to get into because it's low. We have low entry right now. Things are kind of on sale while there's unknown of what's happening. And then I anticipate that he's going to do big announcements that's going to be positive for entrepreneurs, for capital gains, for finance, for the stock market, and also for crypto. near the end of his 100 days. And that would be just at that key mark on May 5th when we start that next cycle, because we're going in 3 month cycles right now.
Exactly. And he's the businessman, and he's been in real estate. He knows market structure, and he knows the swings of the market and the cycles. So he knows what he's doing, and I'm sure he has a plan. He's definitely been planning this out for the past 4 years, and nothing should be a surprise. He's a very vocal person. So a lot of this,
yeah.
So understanding that and realizing that everything he does, he's already had a plan, and he's been vocal about it, and he's going to continue to be vocal about it and make a very, very big impact and to change everything for the better for the United States. So we expect great things at the end of this 100-day period and hopefully coming up very shortly. So as of right now, we can just capitalize on the opportunities that he's bringing to the market and these amazing sales that are happening right now.
Well, and then the other thing too is, like, he said everything in advance of what he was going to do.
Yes,
so, I mean, it's not a surprise. Everyone knew it was coming. I guess they just didn't believe it. But so there's still things that he said he was going to do that he hasn't done yet, which is positive for crypto market. It's also positive for finance, positive for AI, for business owners, for the housing market. There's a lot of positive things that he said he's going to do that he hasn't officially done yet. And so once we get closer to that end of the 100 days, I think those are all going to take place. So he wouldn't do an announcement right now when the markets are unstable. He would do an announcement when he's bringing back positivity in the market, and then do an announcement so that it would make the market rally. So get ready for that. That's what I anticipate is going to happen, because he's trying to move markets, and he wants to do it when he takes care of all the other things that he's been doing, and then bring stability back to the markets, get the volume back, and then do a big announcement that's just going to cause a big rally.
Yeah, exactly. And that rally is perfectly timed as well. Hopefully he does it with the market cycle, and it gives us plenty of time to make up our minds and to get comfortable and to explore other opportunities such as crypto. For those of you who haven't jumped in yet, this is an amazing opportunity to start looking in towards it and looking into other possibilities that you may want to jump into as well. Everything right now is going to look like it's super cheap and the markets are red, and that's normal. And everyone loves a great deal on prices. I know I've been buying up a bunch of stuff right now, looking for opportunities in the markets, and it's perfect. It's going to work out. At least we hope it's going to work out in a way that it lines up perfectly with the 3 month cycle. And it's looking positive right now as
right. And it's key exactly with that 100 days too.
It lines up.
Yeah, because we had 11.5 to February 5th, and then February 5th to May 5th is that 100 days. So it's going to be right at the end of it, the next cycle that we're going through. But the good thing is like, in the interim, while we have this lag time, we're able to build out even more tech. And AI is going crazy with all these new opportunities, new type of tech that's coming out, and a lot of advancements. I mean, I've been just playing around with a couple things lately, and the AI is just growing exponentially on what it's performing and what it's giving me now. So it's been kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting and a little, it's like I have a staff of a bunch of PhD in tech working for me with just AI. Like, it's crazy the things that it's been doing lately. But it's perfect timing right now too, because we have like that pullback in the market. We're able to build more tech. We're able to find cycles that repeat themselves. And if we look at the cycles on those 3 months, we're seeing repetitive cycles that happen. So when you're finding similarities, you're able to do predictive modeling based off of that, and combining with AI helps a lot. Also building out more stuff, because the AI is gathering information. And when it gathers information, it compounds exponentially and then grows the knowledge that it gives back on the feedback. And the stuff that I'm getting back on feedback on AI right now is just crazy. It's like, it's amazing. It's a little scary only because I'm like, oh my goodness. Like before it would come back with certain types of responses, but now it's coming back with full, complex, detailed responses. So
with like times too, it gives you time frames.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it's like giving me a response back. Like normally if I would ask a query into my OpenAI or to my AI, it would come back with a basic result. Now it's coming back with complex results, but it's in steps and gathering and then telling me that it's going to give me a status update within 24 hours and build out certain products that I'm building for me. And it's going to do all the features and functions based off of all the information that I've already inputted into it in the last couple of years. And it's compounding upon itself and cleaning it up and making it even better. So it's crazy what it's doing right now, but it's exciting too. It's very exciting. I'm just in awe of what it does. I mean, we've been doing AI art generating too, and like the art is just amazing right now also, but this is like complex formulas and coding and UI and like everything. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting.
Would you say,
go ahead.
I was going to say, would you say like you're more in the forefront of AI and understanding the technology that goes behind it?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing this for over 2-3 years now plus.
Right.
Would you say that it's been exponential, the growth over the past 1 to 2 to 3 years?
Oh, it just keeps growing within the days now. Like before we had a lag time, right? So the more people that input information and the more searches and queries it goes, it compounds upon itself and then gathers that information and then comes back with the feedback. So it's kind of like if you've ever known of like ancestor.com or heredity.com, right, where you get your DNA. And when people first submitted their DNA, they would have a small sample size, right?
Yep.
So it's the same thing with doing like science. You the larger your sample size, the more in depth you can come back with the results, and the more definitive your results can be. So like when people were submitting their DNA, they only had random samples all over the world, but they didn't have like a mass population on submission. And the more people submitted it, they were able to refine it down into more detail because they have a larger sample size. So if you think of it that way, the same thing with AI, the more people input the information into the query and the more data and information that they input into the AI, it has more resources to search on. It has a larger sample size to gather from. And so the more people that use it, the more data that's inputted into it, the more information it's able to gather from the web or other sources, it now can compound upon that. And so something that was simple before, because maybe they only had 5 things about like maybe a rare blue banana, hypothetically, let's just come up with something strange. and it would come back with that. But if you have thousands of people all over the world input the data off that blue banana, now they have complex information because it's gathering from a lot more resources than just like 4 or 5. It has thousands and thousands of resources. And I'm just saying that like randomly because it's the most oddest thing probably you can think of. And I don't even know if it exists. But like, so when it's trying to come up with some information for you, it would have to gather the resources that it had. But as it more people input the data and more people do queries and the more research it does, it compounds upon itself. So a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, it was very like simple on the responses it was giving, and you had to put in complex queries into it to get back a good result. And now I can ask it like a 3-worded question and it'll come back because it's going off of all the information that is already gathered that I've inputted before, and it knows what I'm searching for. So it goes back into all the information that I've already queried on it and then gathers all of that information and comes back to me with a complex formula and references the conversations that I've had with it before. So like every day it's just magnified on what it's coming back to me on results. So it's crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing for us as builders in AI, and it's amazing for people who are starting to figure out that AI is beneficial for everybody. And it's like you gave me an example today, and it was like, I just like got blown back in my chair from the response. Right.
Me like, too. What? Like it came back with it. I asked just like a simple query, but it took all of the information that I had inputted before, like in the last couple of years, and then came back with a complex, detailed answer with a plan of attack on exactly how to and what to build out. And then it's building it for me too. So it's amazing. It's crazy that we have, but I always feel like, oh, okay. So I've been so engulfed in like working on trading bots and finance and crypto and AI and travel that I thought that, you know, I'm missing all these opportunities because AI is becoming so complex, but just what we've been working on, like on the last couple of days, is just blowing me out of the water on how detail oriented and complex and complete everything is now, that now I can expand on what I've been working on and make it even better. So I'm really excited about that.
The opportunities but only get better, right?
Right. So it's fun. Again, it means no sleep, more projects. But we've been working on the AI trading bots too. So they've been built out for a while, but we've been running scenarios on that right now, and running scenarios when the market's a little soft. It means that like if you can survive in a bear market, you can survive in a soft market and do build out technology when we have a full bull and it's running crazy, which I anticipate happening within like the next, within the next 90 days. We're already in what day?
We're in like the 20s now or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Day 21 of the 100. So we only have like 80 days left. That when the market goes full force and goes crazy, like having this technology ready to go when the market's soft, and then having it being able to do what it can do in a soft market. And then when it comes up into a bull market, it's just going to go crazy. But that's the best part about it is like, if you can go through different cycles and you're still around, like all the people have been still around and investing while the markets are down and up, and like you experience different cycles and you can survive all the different cycles. When we go into a bull run and everybody pops in because they don't want to be left out, you're already ahead of the game because you've been around and you've been able to learn how cycles are when they're not optimal, and then learn how to trade correctly. And so when you go into a bull market, you're ready to go. You know how to trade the correct way, and you don't get caught up in the frenzy and waste money. You invest smart at that point.
Exactly. And it's at that point, but it's also right now, and it's capitalizing on opportunities that arise. And if you're building, and this is the perfect time to do that. It's like we're doing, you sit back, you put your head down, and you build, and you get stuff done. And it's the stuff that maybe it was the hard decisions or the stuff that you couldn't find time for when the market was really hot, is you can find the time now to do it and to really dig into it and get involved. Or build something out that's going to change, and it's right now is the time, and right now is the opportunities, and you have to look, and it's the opportunities that you, especially in AI, it's opportunities that you wouldn't expect to have been available a month ago, 2 months ago, that are like the most prominent right now, and it's like looking into like a movie, and you're like, oh my god, it's in like 2055 or whatever. And you're like, that's now. That's happening right now. And you wouldn't have expected it for another like 20 years.
Right. I mean, just on the surface level, just for ordinary things, there's AIs that you can take a photo of yourself and it can animate you talking and having a conversation with people using your voice and mimicking you like in a video. And then I also have an AI that can talk to people on the phone and have full-blown conversations on the phone where you don't know that it's an AI talking to you. It sounds like somebody just having a conversation with you on the phone.
A real person.
Yeah, so there's it's crazy right now. I don't even know what else to say, but... So like, but the good thing too is we also have fun tech too. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. So we always say like, okay, when we have a down market, it's the best time to invest because you're getting things at a discount. We always have a bounce back, watch the market, trade with $10, see what it does, but also take time. Like we've been saying over these cycles is like people get caught up and want to stare at their portfolio all the time, but you know, take a pause and go enjoy life. But you can use the same systems and strategy in other parts of your life too. So like me building out tech, I've built out stuff that's not just trading or finance or AI chats or animation or art, but we built out travel too. So we have travel and shopping and all kinds of fun things too. So it gives you an opportunity to like enjoy life too, to spend time with family and friends, go travel the world, find things at a discount. But it's comparatively, so like if you're using AI, it's scanning and searching all the prices all over the world from all destinations, all locations up to 13 months out and finds the lowest on travel. So it, you know, like on traveling, somebody else would pay $2,000, $3,000 for an airline ticket. And with our AI, we're able to find it for like $100. So we found like LA to Hawaii for $100, which was like $120 recently. And then Hawaii to Australia, like we've talked about before, like for $130. And then right now they're doing air from LA, Miami, Chicago, where was the other one? New York. To Europe for like $120.
Holy,
so
that's a steal.
Yeah, so like you can take AI or you can take the systems and strategies and apply it in everything else you do. And like I said, I'm in Vegas right now. I came out to Vegas for Super Bowl, but I use my system and strategy on how I trade the same thing the way I gamble, like and everything else I do, all the ways that I invest. If I invest in real estate or if I invest in stocks and options and futures, or if I gamble or if I trade, I do the same thing. I use low amounts with the goal is to always break even and then catch long shots. That's how I like to do it. And so you're always going to have your portfolio. Like if you're investing and you're doing your portfolio, you're going to have all your blue chips, which are your stables that give you that guaranteed rate of about 8% annually. And then you have your high risk stuff that you use your coffee money with. So you use the money that you just would spend frivolously. I can't talk. But so it's funny, like we say it's our Starbucks money or coffee money, right? When I'm in Vegas, I get like 4 free drinks at Starbucks a day. So I'm going to be like bouncing off the wall. So instead of spending my money on coffee money, I can spend it on trading or I can spend it on gambling because I get it free. I get comps rooms because I use a system and strategy where I do break even to get a lot of points and then catch long shots. And then so I'm like in a suite overlooking the strip right now. I have my free Starbucks drink in front of me sitting down talking to all of you while I travel. And so if you use a system and the strategy on like if you travel, you invest, if you trade, you gamble, you do low amounts. You'd never do high risk amounts. You always do low amounts. You see how patterns play out. You trade with $10. You gamble with $10. And then you do break even to get the points. And then you catch the long shots. And so I caught a 4 of a kind. I caught full houses, straights, flushes. A couple of months ago, caught a royal flush. I've caught in 3 straight, 7 card straight flushes, but my goal is like break even, play, and then catch the long shots. And then it gives me points and then it gives me free stuff. But so I'm able to like travel the world. I get like 5 nights free in the Bahamas for doing it. I get to go to Dubai for free. I get to have comps anywhere for free, but I don't trade with that much and I don't gamble with that much. I do like $100 to $300 max on a trip. And most people are throwing thousands and thousands of dollars at stuff to try and get the same thing. And I use my system and strategy and trade with $10 or I gamble with $10, break even and catch long shots. And then I quit and walk away. If trading is low volume and we don't see volume in the market, you quit and you come back another day. You don't chase. You never chase the market. You never chase gambling. You never chase investing that's going down. You never chase red. You never chase candles down. You always wait for the bounce up and you wait for the market to shift. You wait for the investing to shift. You wait for volume to come back. You never go and chase. And then you test it out. Like we do a sample size. So same thing when the AI, the larger the sample size, the more information it has, the more it can gather. It's the same thing with volume. The more volume you have, the better results you're going to get. With AI, the bigger the sample size, the more better results you're going to get. So you always wait for volume. You always wait for the market on a bounce come back. You never chase and you walk away. If the market's soft, you walk away. If you're not winning, you walk away. If the trades aren't doing good that day, you walk away. If real estate market's not hot and you're investing, you walk away. If the stock market's not hot, you like dabble and buy small amounts at the low. So you're dollar cost averaging, but you don't ever chase. And if you keep that system and strategy, you're always going to be ahead of the game. If you're throwing big money at everything, you're hoping one thing's going to stick, you're going to lose more than you're going to win. But if you use a balancing system and strategy, break even, get the long shots, wait for volume, wait for a larger sample size, you'll always be ahead of the game.
And that system and strategy, I from trading, yes, from gambling, it's not for everybody, right? So if gambling's not your thing, you can go and you can put in anything, right? You can do shoes, like I did in the past. You can do real estate. You can go and you can do paintings. I know we've referenced that one a few times, like art. There's so many opportunities out there, but the system and strategy, it works everywhere. And even just daily live making a decision whether you want to go out to eat to dinner tonight, or you want to go and take a walk on the beach, or and weighing out your different possibilities. And the more times you do it, the more of a sample size you have, right? So you know the outcome every time, and you can kind of gauge every one of your life's decisions based on the system and strategy. And I've been doing it. I know Elizabeth's been doing it, and it works. It's proven. So really just honing in on what you're good at, what you enjoy, what you love to do, and pursuing it, but doing it with a strategy and doing it in a way that you can make yourself happy, but also focus on things that you love at the same time and pursuing a passion of yours, right?
Yes. So we've been talking about trading and we've been talking about the markets and Super Bowl and holidays and bringing volume back into the market. But I think this would be a fun thing to talk about. So on traveling, a lot of people are going to be starting to book their travel right now because we're in February. So they're getting ready for the summer months. And I have some fun, interesting stories for all the guys out there that are getting ready for Valentine's Day to propose. it was on my traveling adventures. So I know that like we're coming on Valentine's Day, but we're also like people are getting ready to travel. And so when they go to travel, they're going to go to Europe or they're going to go to the Caribbean or Hawaii or the islands or Australia. They're going to like exciting places all over the world right now and getting ready to travel. Or just travel to Florida or Vegas or go to New York, California, go see the world. But like some of the most beautiful places are places you haven't seen before. But I have some funny stories when I was traveling.
Oh, no.
I was in Paris. And so like the Eiffel Tower is supposed to be like one of the most famous places for people to hypothetically propose. And so when I was in Paris, it was kind of funny when you're, I don't know if anybody's been to Paris before, but the Eiffel Tower is amazing. It's beautiful. It's fun to see like the first time. It's like beautiful, but there's like this hill that you walk up to get to it, like this pathway that you walk through to get to the Eiffel Tower. And along this pathway, there's little vendors along the way selling like champagne and wine, and they're selling rings too. So people will propose when they go there. But the funny thing is like I went to go see the Eiffel Tower, and it's beautiful at night because the lights flash, and like in the day, it's beautiful too. But walking along the paths, there's these couples walking up, right? But it's funny on the way back, the couples coming back, you can tell the ones that the girl anticipated she was going to get proposed to, or the woman anticipated she was going to get proposed to, and she didn't get proposed to. So they were fighting from like the Eiffel Tower back to their hotel because she didn't get proposed to. So I guess so if you've ever experienced the Eiffel Tower, like watch that. Because like people are walking up, they're all excited and happy, and there's all these vendors getting ready because it's supposed to be one of the most famous places. Like, and then on the way back, the people that were coming back from it were bickering and fighting because the girl thought that that's what they were there for, and then she didn't get proposed to. Not that that would be like an ideal spot, but a lot of people think that that's a great spot. But other thing is like there used to be a running joke that the people would do it, like propose at the Olive Garden. So
Oh
like
my God, what?
don't so guys out there, if you're thinking about Valentine's Day proposing, don't there I think there's a meme that's even running about it. Don't do it at the Olive Garden.
No. Take it. No, don't, not there. God, take notes. Take notes. Get the pen and paper, please.
Right. But the most beautiful places, like the beautiful places are like Greece and Santorini is absolutely amazing and beautiful. You see all the white buildings and the sunset and you're on the island and that a lot of people get proposed to there. And then like probably Australia, maybe the Sydney Opera House. There's even movies about that one. And
Ooh.
then there's the Caribbean, the islands of the Caribbean. Or you can just be romantic and like have a hotel and do rose petals and in your hometown on a staycation. But don't do the Olive Garden, guys out there.
Please not the
Don't
Olive
do
Garden.
Denny's. Don't do Denny's. Don't do McDonald's. You know, save up your money on trading
Oh my God.
and yeah. But
You did see it. I remember you told me a story. You saw, was it in Italy, in the streets of Italy on the cobble roads in the middle? Or was that in Greece?
probably both with people getting married.
Yes, in that nice,
Yeah.
and like the in the middle of the buildings with the chapel and like the
Yeah.
I guess everything. Oh my God.
Yeah,
That's a place.
it was in Sicily. It was the islands off of Sicily. They
That's it.
have, yeah, they have like, they're kind of like ruins. They're the brick buildings that have kind of crumbled away, but the walls are still there and there's grass. And then they would have weddings out there. And that's beautiful too. And then the cobblestone in Europe, people would get married in the streets and have like the carriage and the horses come out, and then the wedding like would be right there. But yeah, there are like all these beautiful places all over the world. So don't forget, like if you're thinking about this, guys out there. And it's going to be on Valentine's Day. It doesn't always have to be on Valentine's Day, number one, but if you're thinking about it, whoever you're proposing to, when she says yes, this is like your whole entire life. This is the moment that she's always going to remember. So try and get creative, maybe go into ChatGPT and ask where you
Oh
or
yeah.
how you should propose, and maybe ChatGPT will give you some answers.
I don't ChatGPT. Guys, ChatGPT is the lazy way out. Do some manual
Well, I mean, it could
research.
give you a lot of answers if you don't know what to do. Right. But it's funny because like Valentine's Day is coming up, and so it's totally reminding me of like when I was in Europe, and the Eiffel Tower has got to be the funniest thing ever, though. I can't talk. Watching these couples come back and just they're fighting, like, why are they fighting? Like, oh. Because
Oh.
they saw it. But yeah, but it's like strange to seeing vendors. They're like little vendors on the side of the sidewalk walking up to the Eiffel Tower, and they have their little boxes out with their rings and like cool champagne and wine and glasses that they're selling on the side as people are walking up so that they can just buy it and go up there. But yeah, it was funny. But so let's talk about traveling though. Let's talk about some beautiful places to travel. Doesn't have to be for Valentine's Day. Doesn't have to be proposed. Just beautiful places to see. So yes. Any island is a beautiful place to go to. Any island in the world, as long as it has Wi-Fi, is a beautiful place well, to go to.
might fix that now.
Oh, and then we just had an announcement. I think it was on Super Bowl that Elon said that anybody who has T-Mobile will get free Starlink.
Oh, that's big.
I have T-Mobile. Guess where I'm going?
You're going to get a Starlink.
I've been wanting to get Starlink forever, and I just haven't had the time to go get it. And then the size of the carry, I think, is like a briefcase. But so if you're traveling anywhere in the world and you have Starlink, you're good to go. But yeah, so if your islands are great places to travel, the Caribbean, Hawaii. I was looking at Hawaii lately too. Hawaii's prices have been going up. They're like $4,000, $5,000 a week in Hawaii right now, right? But air's like $100, $120. But I've found some great deals where you can get like a week in like a one bedroom in the Big Island for $1,000 a week. Or you can go into Honolulu on a one bedroom that overlooks the beach for like $800, $900 a week. That's not bad. Because everything else is like $4,000 a week. So, and it's not per person, it's for the whole entire place. So if you are sleeping two or four or six or whatever, they can fit into there. If you're traveling with a bunch of friends and you want to go, or traveling with the family, you can go. And then if you have air for everybody and, you know, it's like $100 each way, that's only $200 a person. So you can have like a group of four for $800 in air and $1,000 a week. It's $1,800 for four people. It comes out to what, about
1800 for
my
four.
Brain's day, about 500, 550 a person. So that's not bad. Not even that much.
It's 450. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I've been doing numbers all day. Yeah, 450 a week's not that bad per person. So, and that includes your air and hotel. You just have to, and most of those places will have a kitchen too, so you can go buy your food or go, you know, have fun and go see the different types of restaurants and get Hawaiian barbecue or sushi or wherever, depending on what island you're on. And then the Caribbean too, they're doing different things in the Caribbean. So a lot of the season usually starts around June when everyone has time off, and then it goes until about August when everybody goes back to work or back to school. So June to August are like peak times. But if you go to Europe or you go to Hawaii or go to the Caribbean or islands in from, you know, January until about April 15th, about May, you can get really good prices on air and really good prices on hotels too. And the weather's nice. It's like 75, 80 right now. In Vegas, the weather is about 75. At the river, the weather was 80 degrees last week. And so like Florida is probably about 75, 80 right now also. And it's February.
And I'm not going to talk about the weather here because that's depressing.
Hawaii is about 80 degrees also. So you can go off season, you get better prices on air. You can have four of your friends go or a family of four go, and then spend the whole entire week, like all the way up until April 15, about May 15th, before the prices change, and get tropical weather and get that little mini getaway and take Starlink with you so you can trade while you're out and about.
Hey Elon, but, I think we talk about Starlink a lot on here.
Yes, we have. Elon, come sponsor us.
Oh my god.
Now I just have to go pick it up. Ever since I flew to Hawaii and had Starlink on the plane, I've been a raving fan of it. So I flew from, I think I flew Vegas to Hawaii. Like I parked my car for free in Vegas, flew to Hawaii, and then because I'm from California. And then I had Starlink on the plane. So when you're usually flying over water, you don't have Wi-Fi at all on international or over water flights. There's no Wi-Fi because there's no towers. So because of Starlink, I was able to be live on my Wi-Fi the whole entire time. And nobody even knew I was flying when I was flying.
We talk all the time.
I didn't tell anybody I was flying either. I just flew and then was just talking the whole entire time.
Yeah, I think that's another amazing revolution. But there's one place that I think I've always wanted to go, and I know it's on your list too, Elizabeth.
Which one?
It's got nice water villas.
That should speak, I would that pronounce should it wrong enough. Though.
No, I think you say it better than I do.
Well, do you? I always say it the wrong way, but it's, yeah, that's beautiful. The little huts over the water, yes, with glass bottoms, and mm-hmm. then you can see the fish, and I think they even have bedrooms like with water walls that you can see, and it's slides just going into the water, and like pools on the little huts, and jacuzzis on the little huts over the water.
Yeah, I think yes. So if that's your dream, mm-hmm. then it's mine. Uh-huh. See, there I think there's like a lot of places now that are actually starting to do it because of the take-in popularity that's been going on with it, and
they're starting to do it in other locations too.
Yeah, I've seen a few other places that are doing it. I know someplace in Australia are starting to do it too.
Dominican has a couple of huts over the water too.
They
when
do
I was out there. Mm-hmm.
They do,
yeah,
but that
it's beautiful, that's like seeing the Caribbean water or seeing mm-hmm. the Hawaiian water. Like anywhere but California has dark water. But everywhere else has like beautiful turquoise, aqua blue, see-through water that you can see the fish. Well, so does like Florida and the Keys has beautiful water too.
Anywhere yeah. that you can see water, that's kind of my thing, and I don't know why, but guess yeah. me being from Canada, I always see snow. I want to see,
well, that's also water. Warm, it's just frozen water.
I want to see warm water with fish and coral, right. and I want to be surrounded yeah. by it. That's something yeah. that I'm drawn to.
And yes,
that's a great.
So
place
hopefully
to
we're inspiring everybody to go book your vacations now. Book it right now because it's only February and the prices are great for down the road, but.
And I think we mentioned in an episode in the past that Tuesdays are a really good day, especially.
Yeah, Tuesday's a good day to book. Yeah, don't book it on. So you never want to book your stuff on a weekend or on during a holiday. And we're coming up on a holiday, so everyone will start booking this weekend. But probably if you go online right now and go look for air, you can find low air, low prices. Because once this weekend rolls around while everyone's on vacation or they're planning their vacation or they're in a holiday, they think of travel. And then that's usually when they raise the prices. So, yeah, we have AI bots that find the lowest air. So it's called Fly It. So the AI bots have been finding low air all over. I did over 35 countries now on it. So it works.
If you yeah. 35 countries and all of the Caribbean basically in this past
right.
year.
Like, I think I've done almost every island in the Caribbean now. All the islands in Hawaii, all the islands in Greece except for Rhodes, all over Italy, all over Greece. Most of Australia, just the north and the eastern sides, so like Sydney, Gold Coast, Cairns, Magnetic Island, Whit Sands.
Yeah, you know yeah. those scratch off maps that you've been. Yeah, you need one of those.
Yeah,
and you should scratch off the places that you haven't been yet.
Oh yeah, or it should be like mark the places that you have not been instead of the ones that you have been. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, but so next week. We'll be coming off of a holiday weekend because Monday's a holiday. So we'll be on air on Tuesday. So we'll see how the markets are responding. And hopefully all of you would have had a fun weekend for the holiday weekend, a fun Valentine's Day, a fun week. Like go
yes,
out and touch grass.
Fun.
Yeah, go out and enjoy yourselves. Like live life, enjoy life. It's we have one. Like go have fun, and then when the markets do their thing, just sit back and you don't need to watch charts all day. Go do something productive, build out something new, go find another hobby, go touch grass, go spend time with friends and family. And when you come back, the markets will come back too. They're going to bounce back. So we always do high volume is when we trade, and when it's lull time, we take a break, and then we work on tech or we spend time with family and friends, or we travel. And then when the markets are hot, then we trade again, same thing with investing. So go have a fun week.
An adventurous week.
Right. It's February. This whole month is going to go by super fast. So yes. We have the holiday weekend, and then we're coming at the end of the month, and then we'll have volume come back into the market, and soon these 100 days will be over. We'll have a bounce back in the market. So enjoy it while you can.
Yes, 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 yes. So everybody have an absolutely amazing weekend, amazing week. Spend time with your loved ones. It is February, and we did talk about Valentine's Day. So make sure you get your plans straight
and figure everything out. Ask ChatGPT if you're planning on proposing. Do it the right way.
Yes. And explore, have fun, be adventurous, live life.
Right.
And book a trip. Go somewhere.
Right. Book a trip now before the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll all talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes. Next Tuesday, everybody. Happy holidays.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Lizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.